Yeah, I thought we showed tremendous toughness down the stretch, especially in the second half, and just the poise and the confidence that we played with, and really understanding the game plan. We went into this game knowing that we wanted to limit Wright and Littles as much as we could, and make other players have to step up and beat us. And I thought we just really did a much better job second half defensively, and being able to rebound the basketball.
One of the things that, obviously, if the game had ended at halftime, I think the talk would have been about turnovers. Any concerns there with seems like Brian Wall?
Yeah, I thought, that really, we hurt ourselves. And I think, a lot had to do, obviously, Virginia sped us up, and we're really, I thought, the more aggressive team in the first half. We talked about that at halftime, and really that we were beating ourselves just with, trying to thread the needle, trying to make that that fancy pass, and I thought we settled down and were much more smarter with that in the second half.
Brenda, down by 8 in the second half, did Marissa kind of change the game in your mind?
Yeah, I thought, she gave us, there's so many players, but she gave us a huge boost of energy right at a critical time, and was aggressive attacking to the rim, three-point play, and we needed to get a catalyst, and I thought she did a tremendous job, and Laura Harper as well, 25 and 15, and I thought she was extremely aggressive going to the rim as well.
Either Laura or Marissa, what's the difference in the team that struggles for much of the first 10 minutes of the second half and then kind of seems to flip the switch, particularly on the offensive end?
Well, I think our team is a very methodical team. We're a very just structured and disciplined team. So we're going to play pretty much the whole 40 minutes with effort. And whether the pace of the game changes, so be it. But we're still going to play, the first minute like we played the 40th minute. So, there's not really much more to say than that. We're pretty experienced enough to try and play 40 complete minutes.
Just started making shots.
Yeah.
Coach, you're 25-2, so that's a tremendous record. But it seems like the other ACC teams are really coming out strong against you. Is that something I knew you, after the last game against Virginia Tech, is that a high point of discussion?
Oh, absolutely. We only have ourselves to blame, when we come out in games that we're flat and we give teams confidence. But I also think it also speaks to just, how good the ACC is. Every time you go on the road, it's going to be a battle, and there are no easy wins that you can take for granted. And when you play a team like Virginia, they just won, 11 of 12 coming in, and they're red hot, and this game positioned them to try to jump ahead of us. So you got to understand the dynamics and what teams are playing for.
Coach, do you try to use your bench more tonight coming off of a game against Virginia Tech?
We really have tried to increase our bench depth really the last 2 to 3 games, and we feel like it's critical where our starters aren't pacing themselves and trying to play through an entire 40-minute game, and it's also critical that we have a spark off the bench and we continue to establish that depth that we have. And I thought it was a credit to Ashley and Jade, who had tremendous minutes for us tonight and did a great job.
Marissa, I think 3 of the 4 games coming into this game have been either overtime, double overtime. This one was a close game. Why so many close games lately, do you think?
I just really think it's our opponents. When they see Maryland on their calendar, they know they're playing us. We're going to get everybody's best shot. We're a great program, and we've had some success the past couple of years. So whenever we step on the floor, we're going to get our opponent's best game.
They seem to take for anybody. They seem to take offense to the fact that you guys played a lot of triangle two, box and one on them. Just talk about how you guys have used the zone this year and defenses like that. It was almost like they were personally offended that you used
offense.
Huh?
Offense, like offended.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh no, I just make sure I understand. Well, we're gonna play to win games, and whatever's effective to stop people, that's what we're gonna do. And we play for Maryland, and we play to stop people, and they have two extremely potent scorers on their team, so why not try and stop them? I don't. That's what we did.
Shoot the basketball, not the basketball.
The opposition was upset tonight. The opposition was upset.
They were in here?
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
They were really.